Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. It was the laundry that caught my attention. It was a picture of a huge Gothic church building with the wash hanging out to dry on a clothesline in the front yard. Dated 1927, more than likely this was the personal laundry of the family of the current pastor, whose manse was nearby. Well, I loved it. I love the way that the mundane is juxtaposed next to the sacred, that bedsheets and a pair of underpants were sailing in the shadow of a soaring Gothic church. Not only is it a good reminder that pastors are very human, but that the task of Christian living involves the commonplace and the seemingly benign. Not even Presbyterian ministers are exempt from doing laundry and washing dishes, mowing the lawn, or taking out the trash. In fact, I've always believed that those acts help shape our awareness of what Barbara Brown Taylor sees as God's altar in the world. That is, if we pay attention. It's easy to get caught up in the idea that there is holy work, and then there is other work. But as one theologian noted, the vocation of a Christian is not to be confused with having a job by which one earns one's livelihood. No, whatever one's job or profession, as a Christian, one is called to be a partner in God's mission in the world. Our call as followers of Christ is to live always in gracious response to God's love in whatever we're doing. In her song, Holy as a Day is Spent, singer-songwriter Carrie Newcomer insists that the ordinary acts of daily living are actually infused with holiness. In one stanza, she sings, "Holy is the familiar room and quiet moments in the afternoon, and folding sheets like folding hands to pray as only laundry can. I'm letting go of all my fear, like autumn leaves made of earth and air, for the summer came and the summer went, as holy as a day is spent." Likewise, the Bible tells us that all of life is filled with sacramental living, if only we will notice. That's something we can hang our hats on, or our britches, or better yet, our lives. You can listen to the song using the link in the description below or in the email that brought you to this podcast.